Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Is this feeling based on who you've been, or is it based on who you want to be? Is this choice that you're about to make, is it based on who you've been, or is it based on who you want to be? Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I'm Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series mini episodes, just a few minutes every day in between our full-length Monday and Saturday episodes, where we slow down, step out of autopilot, and re-engage with who we're trying to be, how we want to be instead of just going by default and wishing we had done things differently. I was having a conversation with a girlfriend of mine, and we were talking about coaches in the gym and how sometimes they will take their past experiences with a client and project them onto other people. Maybe somebody comes in who's older and they think, ugh, this person's going to be harder to coach and they're going to take a lot more time with me. And what she and I were working through is breaking through some of those assumptions that coaches often make. And the thing is, when you do that, when you take a past experience and you overlay it onto a present situation or a future situation, you can't see the future, the present situation or the future for what it could be. You're just seeing it based on how things have been. And we do that to ourselves all the time. We've had a stressful day at work and we think, I just need to unwind. I need a drink, or I just need something sweet. I need a treat. I need to check out. I can't work out. But you're making those decisions based on who you've been before, how you've operated before. You're not making those decisions based on what you want to be, who you want to be, how you want to be, the decisions you want to make. And this awareness, hold on, before I make that decision, is this based on who I've been, or is this based on who I want to be? I shared with you guys a few days ago that if you're listening in real time, this is a very hard time of year for me because March 6th is my daughter's birthday. She passed away, and March 20th is the anniversary of her death. And I found myself completely consumed by grief the other afternoon. And my husband had taken twins to run some errands, and I was home with my son who was napping. And in that moment, I was like, I just don't care about anything. I just need a distraction. I just need to check out. This hurts too much. This is too painful. But that line of thinking, that response, that's not at all based on what's possible for me. It's not at all based on who I want to be. That's just old stuff. That's old stuff running on autopilot. And when I can recognize that, hey, no, that's not right now. That's not who I want to be. That's not what I'm building here. That's old stuff. Because I'm burdened with something else, this old stuff is just running its program. And that's not what I want to happen here. So just pausing to say, what is this reaction coming from? What is this urge coming from? Is this informed by where I've been? Or is this informed by what's possible and what I want for my life? Slow down, ask yourself those questions, and seek out opportunities to practice. Create them. Don't hope you remember. Create the practice so that in those moments, when you hope you remember, it's there as an option to pull from because you've practiced before. I'll see you tomorrow.